Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox. And after the short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Isaiah 55, 1 and 2.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Isaiah 55, 1 and 2. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. When my kids were young and still living at home, I'd cook our family's evening meal and then call out, "Supper's ready! Come and get it!" And come they would. They were hungry, and they knew their need for food would be satisfied if they ate the meal I'd prepared especially for them. Within the context of today's verse, God called out a message similar to, "Come and get it." Some Bible versions begin this verse with the word, "Ho." It's a unique little word that signified an important announcement. God wanted his people to listen up, to pay attention because this message mattered. Let's backtrack just for a moment to understand the reason why. In previous chapters of Isaiah, the prophet had told Israel that God was going to punish their enemies, but he was also going to judge them unless they turned from their wickedness back to him. The faithful remnant in the nation understood that divine discipline was necessary because of the sins they and their forefathers had committed against a holy God. Despite being his chosen people and prized possession, they'd broken the covenant he'd established with them by their turning to idols. They'd sought to satisfy their deepest longings with false gods and religious practices and traditions that could in no way fulfill their needs. They'd spent their energy and time and money on that which was useless, and they'd come up destitute. They knew their nation was headed for troubled times. But upon hearing the prophet proclaim this message from God's heart to theirs, they also knew that they could face the future with hope. God's invitation to come and partake of wine, milk, bread, and rich food assured them that one day their relationship with him would be restored. He had created them for relationship with himself, and even though they'd wandered far from him, he would never give up on them. This invitation to partake of his provision was yet another proof of his great love for them. God extends the same invitation to us today. Come, all you who are thirsty, he says. Come to the waters. To those of us spiritually parched and dry, Jesus, the living water, quenches our thirst. In John chapter 4, he held a conversation with a Samaritan woman about this very thing. Here's how it went. Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. We don't need to go through life parched. In fact, we can't. Without water, we perish. And without Jesus to satisfy our spiritual thirst, we perish. Let's accept his invitation to come to him and to drink deeply of his provision made for me and you on the cross. You who have no money, come, buy and eat, says God. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. His invitation extends to everyone hungry for truth and purpose, for hope and peace, for forgiveness and joy. But it's also for everyone who realizes his depleted state and utter inability to help himself. His invitation promises provision. We come empty and he fills us. It costs us nothing, but it cost him everything. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? God asks. And that's a good question. For those of us relying on our own self-sufficiency, why do we rush here and there, investing our resources in temporal things that are here today and gone tomorrow? Why do we work so hard to find fulfillment in things that cannot satisfy our soul's cravings? Human efforts to satisfy our soul never succeed. Jesus alone knows our deepest needs, and as Jehovah Jireh, our provider, he sees to it that they are met. Listen diligently to me, says God, and eat what is good and delight yourselves in rich food. He has provided everything needed to satisfy our soul's deepest longings, but the only way we can experience his goodness and grace comes by listening carefully to his message to us. Let's shut out the many voices calling to us in our society and on social media, telling us that we're not good enough, or that we should do whatever makes us happy, or that we don't need God because we're strong and able to do life on our own terms. Let's shut out those voices that promise peace and prosperity and power apart from God's doing. Let's get quiet and lean in and listen to God's instructions about how to do life. Let's accept his gracious invitation to come. Come empty. Come broken. Come needy. And find everything we need in him. May I pray for you today? Heavenly Father, you know us better than we know ourselves. You know our deepest needs and how they can best be satisfied because you created us. Forgive us for seeking to quench our thirst from sources other than the living water. Forgive us for spending our time and resources and energy on things that are temporal. Forgive us for not listening to you, but instead lending our ear to voices that lead us down the wrong path. Father, change our hearts. We gladly accept your invitation to come and find our needs met in Jesus. In his precious name we pray. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
The love of God is immeasurable. It's unchanging. It's indescribable. Because God loves you so much, you can sleep through the night in peace. With Abide Bible Sleep Meditation, you can fall asleep fast with relaxing sleep stories based on Scripture. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Bible Sleep Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.